So this week, instead of a written blog post, I'm going to be doing a little podcast for my 5 tips for studying abroad. So my first tip is to work really, really hard before you even get to where you're going to be studying. Make a lot of money, so that way when you get to whatever country you're studying in, you have the most money possible to spend. I'm studying in London, and it is so expensive, and although I did work incredibly hard this summer, I wish I'd worked just a little bit harder, so that way I could have gone on a couple more trips and seen a couple more things. So definitely make sure that you're working really hard, whether it's over winter break or summer break. Hopefully it's summer break, because I think you can make more money in that time. But work very hard so that you can see as much as you want to see when you get to wherever you're studying abroad. My second tip is that things tend to be more expensive abroad, so bring whatever you can from home. Obviously, you know, there's a weight limit, and I think that's why I ended up leaving a lot of things at home, so I could bring a couple more pairs of shoes, but I didn't bring over nail polish, so I had no nail polish while I was here, because I figured, oh, I'll just buy it when I get to London. Well, it's, you know, $8 in America and £8 in London, which means it is like 14 US dollars. So I decided to, you know, forego the nail polish, but definitely bring things from home that you do use a lot, because it's just going to be either more expensive to get over here, or you might not even be able to find it. Okay, so tip number 3, make sure you get your work done, because grades here do count, with the exception of, you know, I know a couple programs where it's just pass fail, but if your grade does count, do the work. Get work done before the weekend so that you have more time on the weekend to, you know, wander around or see things, or if you're going on a trip, get it done before you go on the trip, so that way when you get back to wherever you're studying, you don't have to worry about it because you know it's already done, and so you can relax and enjoy your trip. Tip number 4, spend time wandering aimlessly around the city. I do this a lot in London because it's so confusing when you take the tube. I remember the first couple weeks I was here, I had no idea how to get anywhere, and I was taking the tube to Oxford Circus, and I live, like, I don't know, 10 minutes walk away from Oxford Circus. That's ridiculous. But it wasn't until we started wandering around that my roommates and I figured out that we were so close to everything. So wander around, and that way, also, when you have visitors, you can show them around cool, weird little things that you've seen that you wouldn't see if you were taking the bus or the tube. And my 5th and final tip is that it's okay to be homesick. It's totally normal. I spent a lot of time homesick. And it's okay. It's normal. You're so far away from your family and your friends. So try not to be, you know, down too much, but it's okay to have a couple of days where you're kind of sad. So don't forget that it's totally normal. All right, so those are my 5 tips for studying abroad. I hope they help you out. Bye.